Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, friends and family, to today's wonderful episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We've taken your favorite anatomy and physiology textbook, going to the index. We are going through word by word, term by term, because we are crazy. There's thousands of terms to go through. We're still on the letter A. We've been doing this for 6 years now. And no, it's been a few months, but we've done a fair few, Matt. We're on the letter A and we're doing ADP. What does ADP stand for?
Adenosine diphosphate.
Great, Matt. Yeah.
So it's got two phosphates.
Maybe with more excitement next time. Adenosine diphosphate is a chemical in the body that has a nitrogenous base called adenine,
okay,
which is snapped together with a sugar called ribose, which is a sugar that has no oxygen associated with it, and has two phosphate groups attached to it. What the hell does this mean? Well, basically, this molecule is an important organic compound in metabolism, and its job is it plays an essential role in the flow of energy, man, in living cells, dude. Now, that sounds a bit Deepak Chopra, but the flow of energy, meaning you can't do anything in your body unless you have energy, and that energy is in the form of ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And basically, we get the energy to do stuff by snapping off one of those phosphates
right. From
ATP, and it produces ADP, diphosphate. So it's the snapping off of that phosphate that
liberates energy.
What's the term that we use when it's... when we snap it off and it releases energy, what's the term? It's
exothermic.
You could say exothermic. It does release. It does result in a release of
energy.
And the cells and mechanisms of the body have been able to find a way to hijack that to be able to perform work.
Okay.
And so that's how the whole body works. So the ADP, which is the focus of today's term, is... it creates ATP called phosphorylation by taking the phosphate and snapping it on. And then when you snap the phosphate off to release the energy, that's called hydrolysis and requires water. One of the major reasons why we need water in the body is because you need it to free that phosphate.
Be part of it.
To free the energy.
Mm.
All right? So the question is, how does ADP make ATP? How does the phosphate get snapped onto it? And there's a number of different mechanisms to do this. So there are mechanisms that occur in the cytoplasm. And so this is the bulk of the cell, right? This is not in the nucleus. It's not in the mitochondria. It's sitting in the cytoplasm. A really quick, effective way to do this is through creatine phosphate. So creatine is a chemical that's found in predominantly meat sources, but you can get it through supplements.
Meat, like as in like tomato sauce that you put on meat?
No. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. So, no, it's not in like a nice Pomodoro. It is in meat itself. Sources with an O. S-O-U-R-C-E-S, you idiot. This creatine you can get from supplementation as well. So a lot of people supplement with creatine. And
is there good evidence for that?
Great evidence.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably
one of the supplements that's worth spending your money on.
Outside of protein itself. Okay. So protein powder, protein. Yeah. Creatine monohydrate has great evidence. One, in regards to providing you with an energy substrate so you can perform more work. Two, it because of the whole hydrolysis process, it attracts water because of the charge it has associated with it as well. So it bulks up the muscle tissue. Three.
With water, like a sponge.
It does with sponge, but it also increases your strength, muscular strength as well over time. And four, recent evidence has shown it's great for brain function. So it's actually beneficial for neural function as well.
And floating in the pool.
Maybe. I don't think you hold more water overall, but you just hold more water in the muscle tissue, which means more water available for hydrolysis and helps you with the energy use within the body. Okay, so you got creatine. What the hell does it do? Creatine will hold on to phosphates. That's its job. So it finds free phosphates, holds on to it, and it's now called creatine phosphate. Why is this good? Because you've only got so much, and when I say so much, you've got so
10 seconds.
Less, like 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds of ATP stored in the body. If right now I said, Matt, sprint as hard and fast as possible, within 2 seconds you will have used up all your ATP and you, in because you're so unfit, you would have been exhausted. Yes. Well, yes. So, because it's a bit more complicated than that, because the ATP sources are in multiple places. So the ATP used up in 2 seconds. But so now you've got a whole bunch of ADP. Now, you want that ATP to be regenerated again, but if you've got enough creatine with the creatine can hand the phosphate off to the ADP and regenerate more ATP super quickly.
How much stores do you have of creatine usually?
That's a good question. So in regards to grams, because you'd probably do it in grams, I'm not sure. I'd have to double check. Maybe you can double check that right now while I talk. How many grams of creatine we have stored in the body?
But I'm just wondering in terms of performing an exercise, like let's say you just start sprinting.
Yeah.
So in the first 2 seconds, let's just say within the muscle.
Yeah.
You just utilizing free ATP.
Yes.
And then the next point is you're relying on this creatine phosphate. Is that right?
Yes.
And how long do you have for that before they run out?
Oh, 10 seconds.
Okay. So a sprinter could get to the end with not needing to breathe.
Okay, if we're starting to talk about energy systems here, which are basically different systems that the body can leverage to create ATP, the very first one, the one that works within the first 10 seconds is this phosphagen pathway or the creatine phosphate system. Yes, it lasts 10 seconds, and if you've got a sprinter that's running for 10 seconds, it's primarily using this system.
Yep.
But glucose is always going to be used to create ATP, but this is the primary one. Now, the body on average will contain around about 100 grams of creatine.
In the whole body?
In the whole body, which I assume would be higher for those who supplement with creatine.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So that's one way that you can regenerate ATP from ADP, but there's a couple of other ways. So firstly, still in the cytoplasm, glycolysis. Mm-hmm. Taking glucose and you basically rearrange it through 10 odd
four,
steps.
You get four, right? From 1 gram of?
Two net. You two create net, yeah. Four, but you use two. So you get two net ATP going from glucose to pyruvate. That's the glycolytic pathway. So you can generate that way. And basically glycolysis is rearranging glucose so that it is in a way that you can steal electrons from it, which you can transfer to, and hydrogen, so you can transfer to the electron transport chain.
Mitochondria.
But also use it to take phosphate directly and take phosphate, put it to one of these molecules, and then give that phosphate off to ADP.
Yep,
to create okay. ATP. So it has a couple of great functions there. Creates ATP directly from ADP by transferring a phosphate, but also by shuttling
electrons. The cytoplasm, is ADP considered like the deadbeat kid and ATP is the cool kid?
So I like to think of ATP and ADP as Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike. So you're ADP, I'm ATP, so I'm full of energy. I make everything work. You're sitting there waiting for energy to be given to, waiting for things to be given to you, right? I mean, your wife tells me this all the time. Oh, Matt just sits there and waits for things to be done
for
him.
He's a slop.
And I'm like, yeah, he's a big slop. And I'm just like, why don't you divorce him already? Because, I mean, we're all sick of him. Anyway, that's a bit of a digression. So
can't ADP lose one more and become AMP?
Yes, and then that can be a signaling molecule. And then you've got AMPK.
So we'll get to that.
Okay. Yeah, when we get to that term.
When we get to the AMs.
Very true. Let's not focus on that. All right, so that's glycolysis. Once you're in the mitochondria, the Krebs cycle can regenerate ATP from ADP by the same mechanism, by shuttling phosphates from one molecule to the ADP. One molecule within, like, I think it's succinyl-CoA becomes succinate, which has a phosphate, and then it hands that phosphate off to ADP to create ATP. And then finally, we create what the technical term is, a butt ton of ATP through the electron transport chain. Well, that's already in the mitochondria, but the mitochondrial membrane, the internal.
So this is the ATP, what'd you call it?
Synthase.
Yep.
The electron transport chain.
Cycle, like a whirlpool or a... I don't know what
we call
it.
Keep creating false analogies, Matt.
Merry-go-round.
How so?
Doesn't spin around?
Oh, the synthase.
Yeah, the synthase.
The synthase does, actually, yeah. If you have a look at that protein, and everybody go on Google and type in ATP synthase
enzyme
molecular view or enzyme, you'll see that it spins. It's got like a little lever and it spins around, and its job is basically to
grab ADP with a P, smash them together, and you get ATP.
Well, that's a very simplified way of doing it, but it uses the concentration gradient of hydrogen from the internal membrane of the mitochondria and lets them move down their concentration gradient through the ATP synthase. It uses that energy to then be able to take phosphate and attach it to ADP, because it takes energy to put the phosphate on the ADP. So you got to find
like,
that energy.
Basically, it's like a TikTok video where you see a merry-go-round and some other kid puts a motorcycle tire on it. And it, you know, it drives it really fast and then all the kids fly off.
I don't know whether I really despise your analogies or really love your analogies. It's
let's
one
go,
or
let's
the
go
other,
the latter.
And I'm
latter.
Not sure which one it is. All right, pathologies, disease states. There really is no...
You already spoke about me.
Yeah, that's right. You're the pathology of our team. There's no real disease states that directly affect ADP because it would be, you know, lethal embryologically, right? It'll be lethal at birth.
Oh, at that point.
You wouldn't be able to survive if there was a direct problem with the ATP. But you can have problems with systems that generate ATP, right? So, for example, you can have problems with glycolysis. So some of those enzymes may have mutations which make them less efficient or not work properly, and that means the ATP can't generate, the ADP can't generate into ATP as efficiently. And this can happen in any particular aspect of glycolysis, Krebs cycle, beta oxidation, electron transport chain, and so forth. So, but again, no direct pathology or disease state that I could find that directly affected ADP. And that, my friend, is adenosine diphosphate.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.